Hi, welcome to Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome once again to my first episode in season one. I am excited because I've been procrastinating about starting a podcast, but here I am. I want to use this time to shed more light on Live and Win with Dorcas, the inspiration behind it, and what you expect to see as we go on, because we are going a long way. We are going a long way. My name is Dorcas Spiri. I'm 22 years old. I'm a clinician by profession, currently working for Population Council as a peer navigator. I'm an activist for teenage pregnancies and child marriages, and I'm the founder for Innovativeness for Change Zambia, which is a non-governmental organization which aims at empowering women, youths, menstrual education, and mental health awareness. My inspiration behind this podcast is to create a platform where people can get to share their personal inspirational stories. Everyone has a story that they have to tell. Most of the times, we get to look up to people who have already made it, or maybe, in other words, our celebrities, for us to gain that inspiration. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm okay with that. I also have people I look up to. But I believe each person has that inspiring story that can be an inspiration to the next person. That's my first reason why I created this podcast. My second reason is I love interacting with people. I love encouraging people. I love motivating people. And I love to remind people that there's a hope for a better tomorrow. The main goal for this podcast is to activate that inner man through weight and action. You might be wondering what an inner man is, where he or she is, or how we can get that inner man and activate him or her. If you have those questions, you are tuned into the right podcast. An inner man is a regenerated spirit that lives inside of each human being. This is a spirit that gives us purpose. This is a spirit that gives us an identity. Well, how are we going to activate this inner man? We are going to activate this inner man through weight and action, through weight of encouragement, through weight of motivation, and through weight of inspiration. There are particular topics that we're going to look at for us to activate this inner man. Topics such as goals, identity, purpose, health and lifestyle, as well as mental health awareness. I love topics to do with mental health awareness. Reason being, I was a victim of depression and I seek therapy for it, and I'm good. I would love to bring out an awareness on mental health awareness, because it is a field that is overlooked at in some places, particularly in the country where I come from. I want us to know mental health disorders, how they manifest, the signs, and how you can get the right therapy for them. We know of the common depression, which unfortunately most people get to notice once someone starts talking about suicide. They become isolative or they become less productive. But we want to discuss that here, so that we're on the look, and before things go amiss, we are there to offer the help that is relevant. Mental health means you're in the right state for you to make a decision. You're in the right state for you to be productive. You're able to form health, long-lasting relationships. Yes, health, long-lasting relationships. Mental health is the foundation for you to activate that inner man. An inner man acts on positivity. It acts on words like, I can, I will, I am capable. It is for that reason that mental health is the basis for you to activate that inner man. Apart from mental health awareness, we'll be talking about motivation. Yeah, motivation. We all love to get motivated. You know, it's not all the times that we are happy. It's not all the times that we need to stick to that plan. But when you get the right motivation in the right place, it is a fuel. So we'll bring motivation right here from different people who've made it in different spheres, so that they can just get to share with us how their journey has been, how they identified, you know, that inner man in them, how they acted on it, and how they groomed their inner man. We'll also be talking about identity. Who are you? What do you want people to know you for? What do you want people to remember you for? Do you want people to know you because of your past? Or there's something else apart from your past? Do you want people to know you for your arts? Do you want people to know you for your music career? Do you want people to know you as, you know, as an artist, as an author? What is your identity? We also want to talk about purpose. If you're a Christian, I'm sure you've heard sermons about purpose over and over again. Yes, we want to talk about purpose because it's very important for you to have that identity as an artist. You need to know your purpose. We want to talk about health and lifestyle. Good health lifestyle. Because when you have a positive health lifestyle, you get to attract blessings. You get to attract good energy around you. You get to have creative ideas inside you, which you can actually act on them. It'll be a whole lot of an exciting journey. I know it sounds like a whole lot of information, but I promise we are going to break it into small, small pieces so that we increase the surface area for absorption. That's chemistry. Yeah, so we're going to break them into small, small, small pieces. We get interactive, we get interacting. Even off this show, I'll be able to share with you my social media handles so that you can keep those questions coming, you can keep those testimonies coming, you can tell me what you want to see on this show. We'll be able to discuss, even as a man or off air, I'll be able to leave all my social media handles in the description for this episode. Let's start this marathon that we've begun. If you've subscribed to this podcast, thank you so much. Continue sharing the link so that other people can also get to benefit from this podcast. It is my prayer that this podcast should be a life-changing message to someone out there. Like I mentioned earlier on, this was a short episode because it was more like an introduction of what you expect to see as we go ahead. I will be your host for this show, but it won't be a one-man show. I'll be able to bring other guests on this show so that we can get to discuss our favorite topics, like I alluded. I'll be recording a new show or an episode every Sunday at 6 p.m. Get to look out for it. Thank you so much for tuning in.